Clandon Daffodils is one of New Zealand's biggest growers. You can find it at Gordonton, on the outskirts of Hamilton. If you pull into the driveway, you'll be treated to an unusually spectacular display. Carol visited on Wednesday and suggested to Clandon's Ian Riddell that despite the vista, it hasn't been the best spring.
No, it hasn't been at all. No, we were all sort of geared up to have a nice, ordinary sort of spring, and very busy, of course. And I think it was August the 17th, I was just about to drive out with a load of flowers to up to Auckland, where we sell them at the United Flower Growers auction. And it was about news time at 6 o'clock, and they said, and my wife gave me a call and said, "Oh, don't go yet, we might have issues." And of course, that was that night we locked down, and there was no auction the next morning, so there was no point in going. So I loaded the flowers back into the cooler.
Last time I was speaking to you, you were going up to Auckland three or four times a week to drop off flowers at
the
market.
That's right. So we go the night before the auction and set up our flowers on trolleys there, and that happens on a Sunday night and a Tuesday night and a Thursday night. So it's for the Monday, Wednesday, Friday auctions in Auckland and Mount Wellington. Worse than that, I guess, is that the Daffodil Day eventually had to get cancelled as well, even though it was 2 weeks out. But as it all unfolded as lockdown, the Cancer Society realised that Daffodil Day wasn't going to be a runner, and we had about 4,500 bunches in a cooler ready to go out. And so, yeah, we did a lot of giving away the next few weeks. The Cancer Society said, "Well, we can't do anything with them." They took a few up to the lodge that they run, and some went up to the hospital and a few other places, but a lot of them just went, especially to people who were driving past, grabbed them off the side of the road.
Did you put them out at the gate?
Yeah. But however, on top of that, there's just literally thousands, tens of thousands of flowers that have not been picked.
Because usually you supply Auckland, and even though we're now in level 2, Auckland's still in level 4.
Yeah, that's right. And our auction, the Auckland market, whilst it's only what, maybe a quarter of New Zealand, it's probably three quarters of our market, because that's where most of our daffodils go. So we've had to do things a little bit differently.
What are you doing with your flowers?
Now, we've pulled scaled right back. We're probably picking only about a quarter of what we would, even since the level 3, level 2 lockdowns. So the rest are just going out, basically looking at the paddock looking beautiful. We've been a little bit, changed things up a little bit. We've got a special going on at the gate. At our little roadside shop, we've worked out that if we don't bunch them, we can save a bit of time, and we can offer a cheaper deal to people coming by to the shop, and they can get a big what we call a bundle of flowers, about 12 bunches worth, something like that. And so they've been going really good. It's been great. The public coming into our shop has been great. Just really good community support from them. And a lot of people really just saying, "Well, yeah, you don't know how you're doing it," and that sort of thing, and sort of really commiserating with us a bit. But shelling out the dollars to buy some flowers, which is great.
Have you had more gate sales than you typically would?
Yes, we have. Yeah, sometimes double a day, like twice as much in the same day last year. I think one day it was closer to 3.
So people are thinking, those poor daffodil growers.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's been very helpful, yeah.
Where else are you selling them?
Well, we've had the odd supermarket approaches, and there's a flower market in Hamilton.
And the rest are just going to just wilt in the paddock, are they?
Yeah, well, it's making our place look quite nice. We've getting plenty of comments from people who come in, "Wow, that's amazing." And it probably won't happen again. Well, we probably don't want it to happen again, but it certainly is a sight. You go overseas and you see these fields of tulips and things like that, and you think, "Oh, wow." And then, we've got the same sort of situation here. flowering daffodils, yeah.
I think you said to me last time that you don't usually get to see them in flower in your paddock because you cut them just before they blossom.
Yeah, the market demand is for a daffodil in bud, not in full flower. And so most of the stuff is being picked in the bud and sent to the market, so we don't actually see a lot of colour out here. There is always some, but this year is just exponentially different.
I would imagine that spring is often quite tricky because you get lots of high winds in spring and you can get a lot of rain. So how does the spring compare with others, weather-wise?
Yeah, well, the lockdown weather was lovely. I remember coming out every day and thinking, "Oh, this is nice weather. I'd love to be picking a whole heap of daffodils today." This one, last Friday, we had a little bit of wind, and we're getting a little bit of wind rub on the buds on the daffodils, but it's not severe. Wind and rain is not so great because that's like that really mucks them around.
Have you had disastrous springs before?
What year did you come last time?
It was 2016.
Okay, so in 2017 we had our wettest year ever, and the production was okay. But in 2018, because 2017 the sun was barely out, in 2018 the production was way down. It's incredibly down. Like it was one of our worst years ever. And this one is shaping up to be actually better than that one. So a little bit of a positive note.
How much land do you have in daffodils?
Our block that we own is 21 acres, and when we lease the neighbours of 5 or 6 acres, and that is not all planted up because we'd like to have some spare ground to plant next year in ground that hasn't had daffodils in it.
Yeah. How do you measure your production in a year?
Say bunches, amount of bunches that go out the gate, it's probably about 80,000, I guess, of bunches of 10 is a reasonable guess.
And this year, given everything you've had to contend with, how many bunches will you sell?
Ooh, yeah, I don't know, maybe like 50,000? Haven't had to think about that just yet.
You sound as though you're dealing with this quite well.
We've had our moments. You know, you can go around and glum, and actually negativity only just feeds negativity, I think. So, I mean, we're in a position where now, at least, it's not going to wipe us out. It's not going to be our worst year. So we got through our worst year, okay? So we've got to remain positive and carry on. I mean, there's been times I've been a bit sad because, I mean, it's not only just trying to make some money out of the flowers. It's you genuinely actually want people to be blessed by your flowers, because people buy them for themselves to cheer them up. They give flowers away to cheer up other people and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, all that cheer kind of got left here. And there's been some moments where we're sort of thinking, oh, this is not worth it or whatever. But we got through those.
Last time I was speaking to you, you were working on new varieties. I think you're always doing that. Have you developed any in the last 4 or 5 years?
We've got one out there now. It's got a white petal and a red cup, and the red cup has zones of white in it that make it almost like a hibiscus looking thing. It's really bizarre. And anyway, we'll have 2 or 3 bulbs of that, so I'll probably be retiring before we've taken any of it to the market.
These ones look gorgeous, don't they?
They're stunning, all right. Yeah, we had to pick and choose when we were coming out of lockdown some varieties to work on. We've basically worked on those 4 or 5 rows and kept them clean. And these ones here, we just had to let flower.
I guess it's a good year to take photos.
Yeah, we did that, all right. And during lockdown, my wife and I got she's great with a camera and did some stunning shots, all in preparation for bulb sales, basically. So in the summertime, we sell bulbs, and we sell to quite a few commercial places. And so you need photos to sell them, because you haven't got them flowering at that time of year. Yeah.
If Auckland comes out of lockdown in the next couple of weeks, will you still be able to supply the market, or will you have missed your opportunity?
90% is missed, because we've we stopped going to the market at the end of September in a normal year. So, yeah, that's pretty our shot, really. Yeah. Well, this variety here is probably the heartbreaking one. It's Kiwi Sunset. It sells incredibly well in Auckland. And we basically were able to look after about 3 rows of out of 40, probably, and just picked a few for wherever. But literally tens of thousands of dollars of flowers just making our paddock look good.
Clandon Daffodils N. Riddell ending that story. And if you want to brighten your day, we have some photos of the daffodils on our webpage.